And we return to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. You might notice that there was a slight change in voices here. Brandon Peoples is leaving to go cover something for a brief moment, and Nick McNamara here stepping in his stead. And stepping in place of the guest position is Deb Watkins. She's the Director of Animal Services from T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter here in Manhattan. Thanks for coming out, Deb.
You betcha. Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have in studio, we'll get to you in a little bit, Maple, down at my feet, this gorgeous little boxer puppy. She seems to be having quite a bit of fun, too. And Dave is, of course, in here, so check out our Facebook. If you want to see some video, we'll have some live video.
Yeah, I'm going to work on the Facebook Live here in just a little bit, but she's in my way.
Yeah, she's definitely getting to know Dave pretty well over there.
We met earlier.
But before we get into talking a little bit about Maple, I wanted to bring up previously you were here with a kitten, and they're still in foster care, as we were talking before, and in a few weeks they'll be out there for adoption as well.
Absolutely. We have about 10 baby kittens in foster care right now, and they'll be available in about 4 weeks. We also have four kittens available right now. They are $75 to adopt. They are vaccinated and spayed and neutered, and they are ready for their families.
And if you go on out there, you can definitely check them out. And if they're as excited as Maple is, I imagine you'll have a lot of fun heading out there, too. Maple's really digging Dave today, that's for sure. And which is a great transition. Maple's in here. Tell me a little bit about Maple. She's a four-month-old little pup. I know that.
You betcha. Maple's entire family came to us. Mommy, daddy, and babies were surrendered, and so her siblings have been adopted. And so we have Maple left. She is 4 months old. She is a boxer mix puppy. And when they first came, they weren't very socialized, and my staff did a great job working with them. And as you can see now, she is just darling. She loves her toys and her squeakers, and she's very energetic, but she will make a lovely family pet.
Oh, yeah, she was quick to come back over to Dave when she was wandering there for a second, and he just did a quick little pat, and she was over there in a second. That's
yeah.
For sure.
She really wants to please.
And you mentioned she was surrendered with her whole family. Do you know much about the details behind that? What sort of led to that?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we don't always know those details. Unfortunately, they were left in the drop box. But we want to be there for those people that cannot afford or have life changes and cannot take care of their pets. And so we want to be a resource for the community in that. And we will be able to get the entire family rehomed and healthy and ready for their new owners.
And as you said, she's a four-month-old boxer puppy, $200 for the fee to adopt. Tell me, for those unfamiliar with the service, a little bit that comes along with adopting a dog from T. Russell Wright's, the shots, vaccinations, et cetera.
You bet. Kansas State University veterinary students, along with their veterinarians, come and they spay and neuter and do health checks, and we vaccinate the animals several times before they go up for adoption. And so it's really nice to have all that taken care of and make sure they're healthy and ready to go home.
And I know she's still pretty young, but it may be a little too young to say much about her demeanor, right? Do you know much about maybe how she does around younger folks or cats? Those are typically some of the stumbling blocks for puppies a lot of times.
Yes, and our adoption counselors will be glad to help families through that. Maple is young enough that when she's put with a cat, we can help work her through those attitudes, and I think she'll just be fine with cats. She has been with other dogs, and she's loves to play with other dogs, and she'll be just fine to fit into a household with cats or dogs and children.
She seems great on a leash as well already. I can see her. She's been fine walking around with it. She has a nice shirt on, too, a nice pink shirt.
We just wanted everyone to know that she's a girl.
Yeah, she's definitely adorable, that's for sure. And but aside from that, housebroken, has she gone through teething yet or anything like that?
Yeah, she's still getting in her adult teeth. Being 4 months old, her canines won't come in until 6 months. But she is really wants to please, and so she's going to be so easily to train and sit.
Oh, yeah, she's getting around pretty well, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And so if you want to check it out, you can head on down to T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. See Maple as well as plenty of other animals there, puppies, kittens, maybe some rabbits if you have any as well.
We do. We have 3 rabbits. Oh. We have 2 guinea pigs, and we have about 38 dogs available for adoption and about 50 cats.
Any rats on hold right now?
At the moment, we don't have any, but they commonly come in, so just keep checking back.
Okay, fantastic. I have a few at home. The reason I brought it up, I might tell my girlfriend, she's been pondering the idea of being helping you guys out on rat care around there. So maybe you might see her
that.
At some point.
Yeah.
And if you want to check that out, T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, 1 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday are their hours. They're closed on Sundays, but outside of that, you can check it out. Phone number 785-537-2112, extension 0. And we're going to transition a little bit. While Maple's still having fun in here, there's plenty of other things we can talk about. You guys have a lot of events coming up that you guys are going to be at.
We do, and we're really excited. We get to go to the Manhattan Airport on the 14th on Wednesday from 3 to 5, and the 21st from 3 to 5. This is kind of a new thing that's sweeping across the nation in airports. We all know that airports are highly stressful and
you can say that again.
Right? People are missing their flights and they're getting checked in and checked out. And so having animals there, we know, really decreases the stress. And so having a pet to be able to pet me and even to have adoptable animals to let show off. And we're really excited to partner up with the Manhattan Airport and take out some adoptable animals.
And especially I can see a good transition or a good selling point there, as a lot of the people who use the Manhattan Airport are area residents, and it would be the type of folks to market local adoptions too, right?
You bet. We're really excited.
And I can tell you also from a personal standpoint, I would love to just have an animal with me at the airport, because I freak out when I fly. I'm not a big fan at all. So I can see the benefit of that. And you mentioned it was the 14th and the 21st, and that's from 3 to 5 p.m., correct?
Yes.
All right. And check that out. I mean, hey, even if you just want to come check them out, I'm sure you guys would love to see some people come by.
Yeah, it'd be lovely to have a big showing and really show that how much this helps with the anxiety. And
yeah, we'll have to see it out. I might come out just for that, just to see how many puppies are out there. That's for sure.
We'd love that.
And there's also, you're going to be at Arts in the Park frequently. Pretty much, I imagine, basically every time they have one of the events. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll have adoptable animals out there, and we'll be promoting the shelter and come out and see the Arts in the Park and just enjoy it.
How important are outreach events like this to getting the word about T. Russell Wright's out there, as well as maybe just letting people know that there are these pets that they can come check out and maybe adopt?
Yeah, we really want to be able to showcase the animals that are available for adoption. Lots of times there are people that have been looking for animals, but they just aren't sure yet. And something that's really interesting that I continue to see is lots of times the animals will pick the person.
Yeah, you can kind of get a vibe. I feel like that might be a good way to go about it, too. Like, you don't want to go with a dog that maybe isn't super friendly with you, but every now and then, for example, my cat, when I picked my cat, I got one of my cats through you guys as well, and she just seemed like all the other cats, they were great. I love cats in general, but she just seemed to have some affinity to me.
She rescued you.
Maybe so. Maybe that's a good way to put it. And we're going to move on just slightly. There are a few other events we have to touch on too. Specifically, one of the ones coming up that I noticed as well, June 8th, is a KIA event.
Yeah, we've been taking adoptable animals out to Kia.
Kia, sorry.
Yeah, so we're really excited to be out there. People that buy cars get to sponsor pets, and it's been great. Again, it's just another public place, another place to have our animals, and also, it also can be word of mouth. Hey, the shelter has this kitty or this puppy, and it works really well to help with our getting the availability of these animals out there.
And, there's kind of an interesting play on that, because dogs certainly do love to stick their heads out car windows. Having them at a place where you can check out your car with your dog, maybe that's just a perfect team up. And that could be a future business idea for me in the future. Who knows?
Right. That does make dogs happy, doesn't it? They love to go with.
Yeah, that could be definitely a lot of fun. And there's also one other event coming up, National Pet Preparedness Month. And this is very, very important for people, especially with all the recent concerns about flooding especially. It's good to be ready.
You bet. So June 22nd is Saturday from 1 to 3. We will actually have the fire department and KSART at the shelter. And so they're going to be out there, and they're going to be talking about how to get your pet prepared for if a disaster comes, and what to do. And we often think about ourselves, but we forget that we need to take our pet with us also.
Yeah, when you're setting aside a disaster bag or an emergency bag, put your pet supplies in there as well. Have your carriers ready as well.
Yep, medications, food, you bet.
All of that. And I got to say, I've mentioned this a few times on air. I lived at the Garden Way Apartments. I was flooded. I did not have my pets there. I had moved everything besides my bed and my pets, and I can't imagine what it would have been like having my cats there.
Right.
That would have been some type of disaster more than it was.
Yeah, we want to keep them safe.
That's great. And again, we're here talking about Maple as well. We want to remind everyone that we do have Maple in studio with us. She's a four-month-old boxer puppy. If you head to our Facebook, you could probably check out a video of her playing with Dave Lewis. She's definitely had a lot of fun playing with him, too. And remind us a little bit more about just sort of the times that you can come check her out, as well as some other events, just some highlights that you want to hit on that we didn't touch on.
You bet. Maple is a four-month-old boxer, and she will be available 1 o'clock. Come and see all the animals that we have available at the shelter from 1 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday.
All right, Deb. Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. Anything else you want to cover before we head out?
I have a question.
Okay, Dave.
All right, Deb. How many animals, after they've been on the air here at K-Man, you've been bringing in, like, what, about Maple's like maybe the fourth or fifth one.
Somewhere around there.
Have we found homes for most of those?
Yes, all of them.
All of them.
Thank you.
Maple is on Facebook Live. It's a video that I made, and it's now on the K-Man Facebook page.
She was having a lot of fun with you, that's for
and
sure.
She better have a home by noon today, or I'm going to be really disappointed.
You hear that, listeners?
Okay. Yeah. She's a... Oh.
She's a doll.
I want her.
Thanks again for coming out.
Thank you.
First Christian Church guests will be joining us here in just a couple of moments. They got some big changes there.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University.